The study is the most comprehensive ever of the water shortage that could face people living in the basin of the Colorado River. Denver Water CEO Jim Lockhead says there's time to address that gap.
It's definitely a call to action, but I think what the study illustrates is that it's not a crisis that's looming this year or next year.
The environmental group Western Resource Advocates says some of the study's population growth estimates are inflated. The organization fears that could be used to argue for more pipelines, something it does not think is necessary. Instead, spokesman Drew Beckwith says the gap can be closed with conservation, reuse of water, and better water management. But overall, Beckwith praised the Bureau of Reclamation, the agency that manages dams on the river, for completing the study. He says it not only projects the potential water shortage, but also notes that climate change is a factor.
Climate change is real. It has significant impacts on the river. It's going to decrease flows anywhere from 8 to 12% on the river already. So that's a great thing that we're acknowledging it and as something that needs to be dealt with.
Federal officials and water managers plan to meet early next year to discuss options to close the projected gap. I'm Pat Mack, Colorado Public Radio News.